And good morning, good morning, good morning. It is time now for our one-on-one with the pros. And we have Brett Harsh here with us with Bartlesville Health and Rehab. And first of all, I hope you had a good holiday. I hope you had a great turkey day.
I did. Hope you did as well.
Oh, yeah, we did. I overate like I always do, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, me too. Lots of food.
I don't know what everybody else had, but I had plenty. Now, we've got a lot of things going on, a lot of positives here at Bartlesville Health and Rehab. I understand that we're in phase one. Can you tell folks what that means?
So we are still in phase one. Unfortunately, as we talked about last time, we've had a couple of COVID positives. So that means that we are not allowed any visitation inside the building, mm-hmm. Any visitors, you know, basically whatsoever inside the building. It's kind of unfortunate, but, you know, as we always say, we try to look at glass half full. We still have our visitation station, so that can be utilized for some visits safely. And everybody that has tested positive has been in quarantine, and everybody's doing really well there. Nobody's, you know, doing too bad as far as that's concerned. So we've been really blessed with that. It's unfortunate that we did have the positives, but, you know, our nursing staff has done such a great job of really, really, you know, help stopping the spread and just kind of hitting this thing head on. And so it's going pretty well.
And you know, you're not taking any chances, as you say. You got that front door screener. And everybody, including the people who work there, have to fill out a questionnaire before they can even get in the building. And that's a good idea. I know it's a pain in the tuchus if you're in a hurry and you think you got to clock in. But you know what? It's that old ounce of prevention.
Yeah, it is. It's worked out really well. And, you know, you might think that it might be kind of, you know, clustered or cluttered at the front door when the shift change happens. But it's really not. I mean, it's so smooth that, you know, people don't show up at the exact same time for work, and even mm-hmm. the ones that are there at the same time, our front door screeners do such a good job that they're in and out pretty quick. And you're right, it is a questionnaire, but it's you know, about 6 or 8 simple questions, and then you got to sign it, and then you use our kiosk, which is facial recognition, and it's really fast. You just have to stand in front of it, and it basically does all the work, and then they record your temperature, and then you clock in. And our time where you punch in to clock in for work is right beside the kiosk. So it's really pretty convenient, and it doesn't take up a whole lot of extra time. So it's pretty cool.
Now this is almost like fast forward and science fiction, but it's science present right now with these kiosks. Now I know that a few government entities were looking at these things too, but I do know that private enterprise has really been up on this ever since they found out that these things work and work pretty well. Now, from what I understand, you stand at this kiosk, it gets a gauge on your physical facial features, and it can scan your body temperature all right there. Just standing there. You don't have to open up your mouth and go, ah.
No.
You don't have to stick anything in your mouth or in your ear or any other place where you normally would take a temperature. And wow, you're done. That's cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. All you have to do is, I mean, it's like it shows your face and you can see it and everything. You basically uh-huh. all you have to do is stand in front of it and stand still, and then it basically just gets an outline on your face that you can see to be sure that you're sitting in the right spot, and then the temperature just reads, and it's all digital. It comes right across the screen for you, and then you just tell the front door screener, and then they'll record it and write it down for you. So it's really good. It's really convenient, especially in times like this.
Boy, I tell you, and it keeps a record too, so we know who's who and everything else. That is really good. Now, I understand that the residents had a really nice Thanksgiving dinner there at Bartlesville Health and Rehab.
Yeah, they did. For the circumstances, it was kind of tough with some of the positives, but our kitchen staff did a great job of getting a Thanksgiving dinner prepared, and even the, you know, the residents that were quarantined due to COVID or due to, you know, having to leave and come back for doctor's appointments, you know, et cetera, they still got to enjoy the Thanksgiving. Our nurses, like I said, our nurses, nursing staff does a great job. They got the plates into their rooms and everything safely, and so they could, you know, enjoy some Thanksgiving dinner. Not the ideal Thanksgiving dinner where we're all hanging out in the dining room and, you know, all hugging and, you know, enjoying and embracing for the holidays. But, you know, this year it's just kind of one of those things. You kind of got to go week by week and basically just kind of take, you know, what you can get. You can't, it's unfortunate, but at the same time, like I said, we tend to be a glass half full company and, you know, in a home for a lot. And so we just do our best to try to keep smiling faces and keep positive energy. And I mean, everybody's done a great job, even through the tough times. Everybody's done a great job of really keeping that positive energy, and it's been pretty good.
We're talking with Brett Harsh, and he is with Bartlesville Health and Rehab. Now, one thing that's nice about Bartlesville Health and Rehab is that it is locally owned and operated. It's family owned and operated too. And with that, you don't have to worry about, you know, what some suit in New York has to say about this, that, or the other. And if the fine folks at Bartlesville Health and Rehab think that the residents and the employees deserve a little bit of a break, or maybe a little bit of a nice holiday stipend, they just do it. They don't have to answer to any board of directors. They just do it.
Yeah, that is one of our main points that we hit on. It has been family owned and operated for about 25 years.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's not having to answer to that certain person in the suits, like you said. That's about as good as a comparison as any. It's, you know, if as long as it's, you know, okay. Now this year it's a little different with the COVID, restrictions. But normally, you know, if we want to do something for the residents or for the employees, you know, we can kind of do that, and it's really positive. It's just one of those things. That's one of the main things that people love about us. And the other side of that is if there is, you know, most of our reviews and stuff are very positive, but if there is a negative review, or if somebody did have a problem with their stay or are currently having a problem with a family member of their stay, you know, we are always open to, you know, asking questions or answering questions, excuse me.
To remedy the situation.
Absolutely. They can message us on Facebook. They can call us. I mean, and you get through quickly because it is, you know, it is family owned and operated. You don't have to go through a real big chain of command to get some answers. So I think that's real positive because, you know, nobody's perfect. We're all going to make mistakes. So the big thing is fixing those mistakes and seeing what we can do better if we did indeed mess something up or somebody wasn't pleased with something that we might have done.
Well, what I understand is that not only did folks get treated to a nice Thanksgiving, but also the wonderful folks at Bartlesville Health and Rehab spent about $30,000 on residents and employees to help celebrate the holidays. That's what family does.
That's right. That's right. Especially this year, you know, where money for a lot might be a little shorter. And for everybody, really, it might be a little scarce. You know, But BHRC, you're right. BHRC did spend about $30,000 on residents and employees to help celebrate the holidays, whether it be, you know, like you said, amenities or, you know, dinners, gift cards, etc., stuff like that. So it's, you know, that really just proves what kind of place Bartlesville Health and Rehab is, you know, in my opinion. And that's what I tell people all the time. I've really enjoyed my time here. I couldn't ask for a better employer, and it's just been really good.
Well, I got to tell you, it sounds great. They take care of each other, and they take care of you. And once again, getting back into family-owned and operated, that response time is just that because they'll hear about it about the time that someone taking the phone call heard about it, and that's really good. Now, you still have some open positions there. Can you tell us about folks maybe looking for a job? What kind of positions are available?
So we do have... Basically, we are hiring for all nursing positions, you know, whether it be CNAs, CMAs, RNs. Right now, LPNs is kind of the main focus on trying to get some more LPNs in there. Mm-hmm. You know, we need some more nursing staff just to kind of combat, you know, with what everything was going on with COVID and everything.
Oh, sure.
The people that work there really enjoy it. Like I said, it's a great place to work. You know, they will take care of you. The pay is very competitive. You know, the benefits and everything else is good. So, you know, we are hiring. I think everybody, this day and age, I think everybody's hiring, it seems like. But, you know, it's harder to get people out, it seems, you know, which is understandable with everything going on. It's kind of a scary time. But, yeah, you're right. We are hiring. And, you know, like I said, especially looking for some LPNs to come in and apply and get in there and get to work. So, it's just one of those things where, you know, hopefully it works out.
Well, there you go. And, of course, you know, I think that's kind of a neat thing. If, say, there's been some changes in where you have been working, folks, or perhaps maybe you're looking for something better for 2021. I think we're all looking for something better in 2021, just whether it's just something. Maybe a new job would be a great thing to start. Oh, by the way, I know it's, what, the 29th. It's right between Christmas and New Year's that you're having the blood drive? Is that when you're doing it?
That is correct. The blood drive will be Tuesday, December 29th. That is Tuesday on December 29th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. I have made a Facebook post. I've gotten it out on social media. I've had a few sign-ups already take place. But with that being said, we do have several openings still available. If anybody wants to call in and sign up, I've made a Facebook post. You can message us on Facebook. You can call in. The easiest way would be to call in either to me or comment on my Facebook post. Mm-hmm. But any way will work. If you can just email, phone call, whatever you might want to, that you might want to do. But yeah, it's Tuesday, December 29th from 9 to 4. Goes in 15-minute intervals. It will be chilly, I'm sure. It's already chilly. But they have a really big bus. It's pretty cool how they do it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, everything's inside. The walk from your car to the bus may be chilly, but once you get inside everything, it's indoors. So even though we can't allow them to be in the building, we will still be indoors as far as giving blood goes on their drive. And they can do everything portably in their bus. It's really pretty cool.
It really is. I mean, I need a new phone silencer. I think I need a hammer for Christmas. But all the same, this is really going to be a great way to help not only other people, but maybe with a hidden benefit, especially if I understand right, they're looking for those antibodies in this blood donation pickup here that we're doing.
That is correct. So when you come in and test for blood, when you come in and give blood, they will not only take your blood if you are, healthy enough and if you meet all the requirements and all that, but more importantly, yes, they are testing for the antibodies. They got approved. I've been speaking with our account manager, and they got approved to do that, I think, basically through the spring. So they will come in and test you for the antibodies to kind of, see if you still have them, to see if you're protected and if your family's protected, to see whether you can still be a virus carrier or if you've already had the virus, whether you know what kind of precautions to take. So it's really pretty cool because, a lot of people, especially the younger generation or if you're healthy, sometimes you might test positive and you may not even know it. You may be asymptomatic. And I mean, that's great, but it's also kind of scary because if you don't know you have a virus, you may go around somebody that might not be so lucky to be as healthy as you. And that's when the spread really starts. Mm-hmm. So, this antibody testing, it's really pretty cool, and it's a really good thing. And it's a really good way to kind of fight against this virus and, help stop the spread.
We're talking with Brett Harsh, and he is with Bartlesville Health and Rehab. We've been telling everybody about how nice everything is with some of the redos and everything else, and for the residents there, the apartments are looking great. But we haven't told them where they can find you.
So we're located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place, 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place. It's the facility just north of the hospital, and we can be reached at 918-333-9545. 918-333-9545.
And of course, if folks are interested in perhaps checking out a place to live there, you can do that by phone. You can do that on the internet as well. And how can we? We're not in the situation at stage one to take a look, see, are we?
Well, we're not. But with that being said, I'm glad you brought that up. We did get our virtual tour. We got it on file, and I got it posted on Facebook last week. So the link to that is on our Facebook page. You can go in and click it. It'll take you right to it. In fact, if you go to our Facebook page specifically, I think the video is just on there by itself. You don't even have to follow a link, and it'll take you through a virtual tour of our facility and kind of what we offer. It's a short, about a minute and a half video, but it really demonstrates what we do and some of the inside, views of the facility. But as far as what else you were hitting on, so BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com is our website. You can also go on there. It'll give you a lot of information. You can call in. We can give you information. We have all kinds of paperwork and stuff as well. But for right now, we are still in phase one, so we can't allow inside visitation.
All right. Very good. Take a look at that virtual tour. I know that took a lot of work. I'm just going to say right now, brother, I feel your pain. You can do it, or you can really do it well. And to really do it well, it takes a lot of time.
Yes, it does.
All right, Brett. Hey, thanks. Catch you next Monday.
Yep, sounds good.
All right, take care. We've got more coming up right here on K1.